Eyes Open, care of KEYT Radio, 88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. You know what? We're so excited about the website, DC, because we're literally picking up listeners from all parts of the country, and we welcome all of you this morning, on this Friday morning, to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, the clouds are ominous outside. It's dark. As we were driving in this morning, it's lightning. And so we want to remind you to be careful. It looks like it's going to be a rainy day. Be careful. Make sure that you're not only watching out for yourself, but that you're watching out for others. And you know what? I try to say this every morning, especially when school starts and school is just about to get started again. And we're reminded that school is about to get started as we travel in the morning. The caution lights are flashing through the school zones. So that's a telltale sign that we're on the heels of back to school. But, you know, I talk about not being distracted while you're driving. And we're all, every single one of us are guilty. And if you're not, you're the exception and not the rule with those cell phones. Well, you know what? As we have been watching the Olympics, we saw, they have had some incredible commercials. And we saw one commercial that talked about texting. And it just literally stopped us cold. Where the young man was putting on his shirt, and he had what seemed to be a speech impediment. And then he talked about why he had that. And it was because he couldn't wait. Got in an accident texting. And, you know, when we see those things that remind us how dangerous it is, sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking it happens to the other guy. Now, I don't want to be a buzzkill on Friday morning, because it is Friday, it's the weekend. But that's just food for thought. If you're doing it, try to stop. I think it has become a habit where if our phone dings or it lets us know that there's a message or email or a text there, we've got to look at it. And I have committed personally, I'm not doing it. So if you're texting me, if you're calling me and I'm on the road, it will have to wait until I get to a safe spot to talk. Too many things are happening too quickly. And you know what? When it happens, you'll say to yourself, all I had to do was wait. So if I'm talking to you this morning, put that cell phone down. It's not that important. Take the time in the morning to get refreshed, to renew your mind, to just allow something positive to go into your psyche that will absolutely make you consider changing your day, changing your thought process. And so I just wanted to share that this morning as we were driving in, because the weather is bad, and I know we're all very busy. We all boast of being busy. It's almost like a staple in conversations. How you doing? I'm busy. You know, so I've tried to stop saying that. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. How are you? You know, everybody knows that we're all busy. But we need to slow down and we need to take a look at life and take a real look at the view. And in the mornings, especially this past week, as we've been driving in, I have stopped what I'm doing. Usually I'm reading my notes and I'm studying, I'm getting prepared, I'm, you know, doing a million things in the morning. And this last week, I've just been watching the horizon, watching the sun as it comes up, looking at the clouds, just taking view of God's greatness. And I want to encourage you this morning to stop, bring it down a notch, take a deep breath, and just enjoy the view. Enjoy the view this morning. We hope that you are having a great morning. You know, it almost feels like fall is going to slowly usher itself in and that we'll soon be changing seasons. And this morning we had a great show prepared, but we had a little snafu. So we're going to be changing what we're talking about this morning. We were going to have Dr. Madeline Levine in this morning, Teach Your Children Well. But she is under the weather, and so she's not going to be able to join us this morning. But last night, as we were getting ready and praying about this morning's show and what we were going to do, we have had such an incredible week and many, many incredible weeks on the show. And we wanted to take some time to really reflect on that. And every single person that comes on the show inspires us in some way or another. And yesterday, Pamela Green Stewart and her daughter, Keisha Taylor, absolutely inspired us. The company is Grand Grand's Creations. And it inspired us, DC, when Trish Desitel came in and she said, you know what? I had to come because you guys were talking to me. And then after she came in, another lady came in to inspire Trish. And that's really what it's all about. And so this morning, this is what we want you to ponder. And this is a deep, deep thought for the morning. Reasons why you should follow your dreams. I'm going to say it again, DC. Reasons why you should follow your dreams. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about that?
I was thinking, I forgot a lady came in too.
Her the salon is beyond beautiful, but and what is her name?
I got so many names in my head, but she did. She came in.
You inspired us.
She did. She did. She owns Beyond Beautiful Hair Salon.
Mm-hmm. And your name is going to come to us in a second, but it's those moments that make what we do so possible. And so as our family has set, just like, look, we went to the doctor's office yesterday, the Olympics is on. We went to the hospital yesterday, the Olympics are on. And so I've been thinking a lot about the Olympics and all of the incredible stories of inspiration that have come out of the Olympics. And I just wanted to talk to you about it this morning because those dreams, even though they seem millions of miles away, we all have dreams. And we want to make you think this morning about what are you doing or not doing to see your dream come into fruition. And, you know, God said to me, he said, tell the people that it's not just about starting your own business. Because what we are aware of is that every single person doesn't have the desire to start a business. Your dreams could be anything. They could be aspiring to be better where you are. It could be opening a business. It could be a million and one things. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. We want you to stay on point, and we want you to listen with your heart this morning. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point, and we'll be back on the other side of this break.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. And we say it every morning, listen, if your finances are not where they need to be, your 401k plan has fallen and suffered, you have gotten an inheritance or a lawsuit, and you need for your money to grow, you gotta get with a financial advisor. And there's no one better than Carol Kinder at Pathway Advisors. And here's her number. It's 318-448-8600. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is in Rapides Parish and surrounding areas to serve you. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Also want to remind you, if your business, your organization, your church has something going on that you want to share with the community, the way to reach out to us is at the OPT offices located at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, that's 12, number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. You can also go to the website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to the website and you can go to the tab that says Contact. And there will certainly be someone that will feel that email and that will get that information to us and we will surely get back to you. And we say all the time that we won't know what's happening in your group, in your community, in your organization, unless you let us know. And we want to give a shout out to all of those people that just reach out and connect. And I'm going to tell you, we were talking to a lady yesterday, and we said we're probably some of the easiest people in the world to deal with. And so it's very, very easy, but all you've got to do is just do it. And before we start talking about dreams and inspiration, let me just say, DC, that we got a call just now from Miss Oralee Turner. We call her Nanny.
Nanny.
She's in our hometown of Bunkie, and Nanny is an amazing woman. She just never stops, and she is always on point. And Nanny, we want to just thank you for calling us this morning, for taking time out of your morning to call us and inspire us. Because this is what she said. She said, you guys are doing a great job. She said, I listen every morning. But the most important thing, she said, DC, is I pray for y'all. Pray for y'all every day. Nanny, we appreciate that. That blesses us. And may God bless you and your family. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you for being on point. And so this morning, what my burning heart's desire is, DC, is to share with all of those people that are listening and to really, really make people think this morning about why you are not living your dream, whatever that is, why you have essentially quit on your dream. And the Olympics, I think, has made us really, really take a really hard look at that, because we have gotten invested in the Olympians' stories. And last night, we stayed up late, and for those of you who listened to the show, we had Jenaba Tarmo on the show. And let me just refresh you about that story. Jenaba Tarmo and her teammate, they train together, and they're friends. Well, as they were preparing for the Olympic trials, they were running the 100 meters, and they tied in a dead heat, and they were literally just milliseconds apart. I mean, it was so close that the United States Track and Field Association did not know what to do. And so it caused a lot of upheaval. And so they were trying to figure out, because this has never happened in the history of track and field, they were trying to figure out, what do we do to settle it? Now, mind you, let me back up a little bit. After the race was over, they had announced and put on the scoreboard that Jenaba had actually overtaken Allison. So Jenaba is now celebrating and believing, yes, I'm going to London and I'm going to run in this race. And then minutes later, they come back and say, no, it's a dead heat. And they don't know what to do about it. So the powers that be, they get together, they come together, and they decide, okay, what do we need to do? Well, they come up with what they think is a good idea. They say, well, we can do one of two things. We can have a coin toss for who's going to run in London, or we can just have a runoff. Now, to the U.S. Track Association, a runoff sounds good because it's going to build hype, it's going to build ratings, it's going to build more advertisers. And so they say, okay, let's have a runoff. And under the pressure and duress, and not knowing what to do, Jenaba just says, well, okay, we'll have the runoff. But then when she leaves the meeting, she just doesn't feel right about it. And she's very torn about what to do. And so she goes and she prays about it, and she meditates about it, and she comes up with, you know what? I'm just going to hand the race over, the victory over, to Allison Felix. I am not going to run. I'm going to give it to her. Well, when we read the story, we said, oh my goodness, what an incredible show of altruism, selflessness, like you just don't see today. And we said, we've got to reach out to her people. I said, DC, we've got to reach out to her people. We've got to get her on the show. You think we can do it? You think we can make it happen? He said, very calmly and very matter-of-factly, yes, I think we can. And so he got right on it, and we did get her on the show, and she's got an incredible story. Well, long story short, she did give over that race to Allison Felix, and Allison has done a phenomenal job at the Olympics. She has won gold, and last night, the only race that Jenaba would run in this year's Olympics was the 4x100. And so we stayed up to watch them both run, and they both ran in that relay, and they did qualify. So we look forward to seeing the USA team go for gold. The point of the story is that we have watched so many stories, so many people live their dream and talk about their journey and their commitment. And so this morning, what we wanted to say to you and to ourselves is, why are you not living your dream? Why do you think that other people can and you can't? Well, as we come full circle and we bring it a little bit closer to home, and we look at people like Pamela Green Stewart and Keisha Taylor, the new owners of Grand Grand's Creations, and we hear their story about both having jobs, and Keisha working for corporate America, being downsized, having her family, having her baby, and saying, you know what? I don't think that this is what I want to do with my life. I don't think that I want to put in hours and years for someone else and miss out on my family and miss out on the things that maybe I could do for myself. And so as we talked about their story, we looked at Pamela Green Stewart, who is Keisha's mom. She's 58 years old. I said, Pamela, do you mind me asking how old you are? And she said, I absolutely don't. She's 58 years old. She had worked the best part of her life at two really, really good jobs. And like many of us, struggle with, if I get out of the boat, how will I pay my bills? How will I add to my family's support what I have been adding? And all the things that come along with not getting out of the boat. And so this morning, what we really understand is that every person doesn't want a business, doesn't want to be a business owner. But there is something that you have dreamed about. And you can read the articles about 17 reasons why you should live your dream, or 5 reasons. But this is what we're asking you to do this morning. We're asking you to look at those reasons why you personally have not begun the journey of living your dream. Have you decided that you're too old? Have you become so broken that you think that it could never happen to you and for you, and that it always happens to and for someone else? And these are those proverbial questions that we must ask ourselves. And it's as William Shakespeare says, to thine own self be true. Now, this is not to make you sad this morning. This is to spear thought and to wake you up this morning and say, what in the world am I doing? Why have I set aside this dream and goal and not made it happen, not begin the work? And so as we were talking about it, DC and I were talking about dreams and how dreams can become broken over time. And you look at people who are they were the brightest of the bright. They were the most talented of the most talented. They had it all together. And you look at them now, and some of them are on the block. Or some of them are sitting at a job that is way, way beneath their skills. And so this morning, the word is, it's never too late. Habakkuk 2 and 2 tells us to write the vision and make it plain. And I know sometimes we don't want to read and we don't want to write because it just sounds downright, it just sounds unrealistic. But every single person, every single life coach that we've had on the show has talked about writing it down. Whether you believe in the biblical principle of writing it down or you just believe in the principle of writing it. This is the first thing that I think you should consider. I'm not telling you to do it because I would never sit on this microphone and purport to tell you what to do. This is a suggestion. This is something we are asking you to consider. Write it down. And when you write it down, see how it makes you feel. And I can remember, D.C., Robert Lewis, who is our friend and our church member. He has encouraged us so much over the last several years. And I was doing something at the church when we first initially got here. And it triggered in me the dream that was within. And you know how sometimes you can, there's a part of your life that it has happened so long ago that you forget about it? Well, I was doing the sound in the church's booth, and it took me back to college when I was a DJ in college. And then I went on to be, you know, to DJ at some other stations. And it was like the snap of a finger. And at that moment, I remembered what my degree was in. I remembered this is what I loved. This is what I was passionate about. And I had somehow just let it fall by the wayside. And I did that because I was chasing money. Because in the field of communications, there's not a lot of money. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to go to school for all those years and struggle and have to do all of this and not make any money. So instead of looking at my dream and the thing that I loved, I started looking at how much money am I going to make? I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Go to Waterloo, Iowa to work at a television station to make X amount of dollars? I don't think so. And so in that vein, I started pursuing other things. And that just tells you why people get on a different path and start to do other things. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes, you know, the reasons are endless. And so this morning, we want to talk about what will inspire you to pick that dream back up. And also, before you can pick it back up, why did you lose it in the first place? A lot of people don't realize, D.C., that they lost their dream somewhere down the road and they forgot about it. But internally, it has eaten away at your very being. And so if that's you this morning, we want to inspire you to get right back on the path. And as we were driving in this morning, we were saying, what would have happened if Gabrielle Douglas's mother, Natalie Hawkins, would have said, you know what? I just can't afford to send you to Iowa to train. We can't afford that. I'm a single mom. I've got these other kids here. No, it's not an option. What would have happened if she would not have invested literally and physically and monetarily into her daughter's dream, then we would not, America would not be celebrating this young woman making history if her mother would not have said, okay, this is your dream. How can we make this happen? What can we do? What can we tweak? How can we make this dream a real reality? And even if we don't make it a reality, how can we do everything possible so that when you become a woman, you won't look back 20 years down the road and say, you know what? I was just as talented. I had it. I wonder what would have happened. We don't want anybody in life to end their life saying, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Friday, it's the weekend, and it's the day that we're talking about inspiration and dreaming, but not just dreaming, dreaming big. We'll be back.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there. For you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's 8:14 a.m., and today's date is August the 10th. This segment of On Point is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Don't forget about those school loans that they have available until the 15th. It's a way to help families to defray the cost of getting their kids ready for back to school. also Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is where you should stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville. McDonald's of Alexandria, also St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Remember, they are having the calcium scoring screenings. They're $75, and that's for people who are ages 40 to 70 years old, 70, and that's for people who don't have a prior history of heart attack or heart disease. It is an easy, inexpensive test that could save your life. Also, get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life plus so much more by dialing 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, the number for Cabrini Hospital is, I'm going to give that number to you a little bit later in the show because we want to make sure that everybody who needs to get that information logs on and gets that information. Here it is. It's 866-581-3627. And remember, that's not covered by insurance. It's just a flat one-time cost of $75. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about living your dreams. Why people are not living their dreams. Well, the statistics show, I mean, this is huge, that 9 out of 10 people, DC, never live their dreams. There's a statistic on it. And 9 out of 10 don't even remember their dreams. And you know what? There are forces in the universe that will make you forget. Just like I was talking about earlier, you can forget about what you dreamed about and what you wanted to do and what you aspired to do. And you remember that time when you were just so idealistic and you just had the world by the tail and you felt that anything was possible. And then over time you get broken and you just let it fall. Well, this morning we want to stoke the coal a little bit and we want you to remember what those things are that you dreamed about. And so this morning DC and I were talking about broken dreams. And we were talking about how you can get caught up in life, DC, when you have dreamt of something and then life happens and you get caught up and that's no longer a reality. And it happens for a lot of people. And if you're not careful, those things will break you. And a lot of people, DC, over time, have become broken. And so we were talking about DC's college career. And it's not only his college career, but his high school football career. And we're always reminded of the great things that he did athletically. And so, you know, we talk about fishing all the time. And last weekend, we were fishing. And I was reading my book, and I was just lying in the sun, just relaxing and just doing what I do. And so in a little while, a boat pulls up to us. And I call them the water police, but they're called really what? The game warden. And so the game warden pulls up to the boat and just for no reason. And so he's very friendly and he says, how are you guys doing? You know, you catching anything? And so he asks to see our credentials. And so DC pulls out his fishing license and you don't have to, your fishing license is what. And then so he says, are you the David Christmas? The running back who took this state by storm in the 80s? He said, yeah, you ran over us back in the day. And so you're always reminded of what was. And so before he checked everything else, he, you know, they went down memory lane about DC's football career and what an incredible athlete he was, not only in high school, but then in college. And people that meet DC along the way wonder whatever happened. You know, there were so many incredible write-ups at what was then Northeast. And you know, people say, they really don't say what happened, but they instinctively, D.C., wonder what happened. And so when you think about that and you think about the gifts and the talents that were there and the promise, how does that, you know, how have you been able to get past that? Because even some 20 plus years later, people are still talking about it. And if you didn't have the fortitude and the faith, you could have been broken by what was. And so for a lot of people are dealing with the brokenness of what was. I want you to talk a little bit about that. Just, you know, about that moment and you know, going back to that time and how you process that today.
What part are you talking about?
You know, the broad journey, it is broad. The journey from Northeast and people after that time was over and dealing with that time being over and trying to move into the next thing after the promise of what seemed to be, what would hope to be a professional football career and all of the things that would come along with that. And the disappointment.
But you still hadn't asked me a question.
How do you deal with that? How do you help people to deal with the brokenness of the dream? The brokenness of the dream. How are you dealing with the broke? How did, in the past?
Well, I just had to deal with it. I mean, what happened was, what happened to me was basically my own doing. You know, I just really didn't have the discipline, you know, to be able to stay the course, you know. But I mean, after all of that fell down, you know, I still had to deal with questions of what happened, why it didn't, you know. And there's so many reasons and so many different variables of why things went the way they did, which at 19, 20 years old, I didn't really understand. I do know that I dealt with a lot of fear, a lot of insecurity, a lot of fear of failure, a lot of fear of success. There's so many different variables that goes in. But, you know, even now, like you said, at 46 years old, I'm still being asked, you know, what happened and what happened with your football career.
Right. And that was my point. There are a lot of variables and there are a lot of things that happen. But for a lot of people that were dealing with fear at 19, 20 years old and dealing with, and you can't even really understand why you were fearful because you were so successful. And then you talked about dealing with the fear of success.
Right.
But then after all of that is gone, having to deal with people even 20 plus years later saying, man.
Well, you still, you know, basically at that age, not being able to cope with the success. And not being able to cope with the lack of success, it really comes all back down to me and me having to grow up and understand and appreciate how to live life on life's terms. Because what I found out in later years that I never had any contentment about anything.
Wow.
If it was going great, I wasn't content. If it wasn't going great, I wasn't content. And it took many, many years for me to learn how to deal with life on life terms and be who I am and be myself and just that. Just be who I am. Just be David Christmas.
Right. And
it took a lot for me because they didn't really teach us coming up. You know, basically men were men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't cry. You didn't show a sensitive side. You didn't let others know how you felt, because that was deemed weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the circles that we came up in. So a lot of the way that I felt got repressed. And it got repressed to the point where I started using other things to deal with the way that I felt because I never would deal with my feelings. So I started looking outside of myself and started dealing with more euphoric type of things that
mm-hmm.
will give you euphoria, like alcohol, drugs, you know, things of that nature, to cope with the things that I felt and the things that I was afraid of. You know, that's just how I did it until I realized that all of that turned on me
mm-hmm.
and I had to get help for all of that stuff, and then the process started of getting help and meeting God put the right people in my life to be able to get the help that I needed.
And so for a long time, was it hard to deal with the disappointment of not staying the course of that dream? And was that really a dream?
Absolutely. It was difficult to deal with the fact that I didn't stay the course. Because, you know, God gives you talent. But unless you harness that talent, you know, I often hear people used to say, most of my high school coaches and used to say, talent and a dollar will get you a donut. In other words, just having talent is just not enough.
Right.
You know, you have to have discipline. And basically, the way that I grew up, I didn't have the discipline to be able to get my talent, for my talent to take me. And I guess that's what you were saying earlier about Gabby Douglas and her folks making a decision. You know, and I know there's a gentleman named Ed Reed from Destrehan that played pro ball for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And I still think he plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
His folks let him go live with a white family.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned the necessary skills that it took to be able to have the discipline that he has. And I mean, sometimes, you know, our original families just don't have enough in them to give us what we need. And so that's why you see a lot of people who have a lot of talent that just didn't get anywhere.
Right.
And with their talent, it just didn't garner them anything.
And sometimes that co-parenting does help.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it was baffling to me that somebody that we didn't know at all would come up to the boat. And people do it all the time. And that, I wondered, you know, at that moment, you know, if that's tough, because that was a gift and it was a talent that was given that was not realized. And people are still talking about that six touchdown game, you know, and talking about the ease with which you ran the ball and the ease in which you played the game, and you had all the talent. But then there was that disconnect. And the point is that a lot of people miss it. A lot of people aren't able to finish, but that's not the end of the story. It doesn't end right there, because you did find a way to pick yourself up and move on.
Well, yes. And I played football in college with a lot of cats that didn't. You know, after football was over, there went their lives.
Right.
Because they put a lot of stock in football, and they didn't have the talent to go to the next level. And some guys had the talent to go to the next level and didn't have the discipline. And right now, a lot of them are just, you know, broken by those burdens.
Right.
You know, broken by the fact, because you'll get to be 35, 38, 39, 40 years old, and some of the opportunities that you squandered when you were younger, the guilt and the shame of that starts to beat down on you.
Mm.
And it starts to really haunt you. And that's why a lot of people are on alcohol and drugs, because they can't seem to get by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not just that. The people we are at 20, 24, 25 is not the totality of who we are. And it's not the total of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a lot of life to live after football.
Right. Or after anything that was broken.
Absolutely. There's still a lot of life left.
And so for you, DC, and for those people that in their youth, they somehow were broken for whatever reason, we have to really, really bring it home that that's not the end. Athleticism and athletics was not the only gift that's there. And see, what the devil will do is he'll lie to you, and then he'll come back around on the other side. He'll lie to you and make you quit that thing that you were gifted and talented in. And then when he gets you to quit, he'll accuse you. Oh, now look what you did. Oh, you can quit. You know, and he'll accuse you for doing the thing that he lied to you to get you to do. And so a lot of people get broken by the accuser, and the guilt and the shame that you talked about. And so for you, how is it that you were able to pick back up with the rest of your life and the rest of the talents that you had?
Well, with me, after football, when I transferred over to the University of Louisiana Lafayette, they wanted me to play football over there.
Uh-huh.
And I made a decision not to play anymore.
And why did you make that decision, do you think?
Because at that age, I thought it was easier to make that decision. I think I was dealing with a lot of fears, a lot of insecurities, a lot of what I had gone through at the other university. And I just decided that I didn't want to go through that anymore. And it wasn't worth the football career to me. And it was a really bad decision at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was the decision that I made. I decided just not to play and just to go on to school and move into the business world.
Right.
That's what I did.
Right.
I said that's what I was going to do, and that's what I did.
Right.
And maybe a couple of years after that, I was working and married and moved on.
Right. And a lot of people.
But fortunately for me, I was able to move on because a lot of people could not move past the disappointment of not being successful at what their sport was or what their gift, the gift that they had, the physical gift that they had. A lot of people couldn't move past it.
Right. And that's really.
And to a certain degree, it haunted me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really move past it like you would think, oh, okay, I went on. Even though I went on, you know, I was in denial about that, the fact that I had squandered that opportunity.
That you
had
squandered.
That I had squandered that opportunity. You know, I blame the institution, the people who were actually, you know, and I wouldn't, you know, and there again, we always talk about looking at ourselves. You
mm-hmm.
know, I was in denial, and I really didn't want to look at myself as being responsible for that disappointment, when really, in all actuality, I was the one that squandered that opportunity and made some bad choices. And because of the fact that I was so young, making decisions on my own without
mm-hmm.
the proper guidance, you know, I didn't really have anybody at the time in my life. We were basically, you and I were
mm-hmm.
making those decisions
mm-hmm.
even at that early age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we decided, look, we're just going to leave it alone.
Right. And sometimes most times when you're young like that and you can't process everything that's happening, and so you don't make a good decision. But the thing that we want to encourage people about this morning is that there are lots of people listening. In fact, the statistics say 9 in 10, which is a lot of people, not only will they never live their dream, but 9 in 10 have forgotten their dream. And so this morning, this is a wake-up call of sorts to get back to a place of remembering your dream. Now, if it's a college or high school dream and that time has passed, I think you have to start seeking God and the universe for the next thing. Because we know that every single person was created with a purpose in mind. God didn't create anything or anyone arbitrarily. He created each and every one of us for a distinct purpose. And then when I look at all of the stories, all of the incredible stories that have come out of the Olympics, I wonder, and as I do with many of the people that have visited the show, I wonder what would have happened if they would have quit. The world would not be privy to what God had put in them. So the question that we would love for you to ponder this morning is, has God given you something that the world needs, and you have decided that because you got broken in high school or college or along life's journey, because you have gotten broken, that you refuse to dig back inside yourself? Remember that word that I was using, excavate? You refuse to go in and excavate, because an excavation is challenging. Do you realize when archaeologists go in and they excavate and they look for artifacts and they look for fossils, sometimes it takes years for them to find the treasure. So this morning, what we want to say is that you're never too old. It's never too late
to begin to excavate. And I'm telling you, I believe that that's a large reason why we're here, is to create a people of thinkers. And when you start to ponder your life and what's there, and I'll give you another example. Dr. Maya Angelou, when we got her on the show, and I said to her during one of the breaks, I said, the enemy was trying to keep your mouth closed by allowing her to be raped at 7 or 8 years old. She became a mute. She would not speak, but there is always somebody there, that cheerleader, that person that believes to help you through. Her grandmother knew and her mother knew that she was great. She was destined for greatness. They didn't know what the greatness was, but they knew it was something. She was just a kid. The enemy was trying to keep her mouth closed. Now, if she would never have opened up her mouth, we would never be privy to all of the beautiful prose and poetry and all of the works that she has done over the years and that she continues to do. I'm telling you, it's thought-provoking. It's a deep thought for a Friday, but it's a necessary thought. I got to get a break here, everybody. We'll be back after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength.
and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent. Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor, he's there to serve you. Here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. You know, if you're just joining the show, we're having really a provocative conversation for a Friday morning. And let me just thank all of those people that have texted in and have even picked up the phone this morning and called and said, you know what, this is a word for me. And let me just say to you that when we put these shows together, even in the last minute when we have a cancellation, God gives us what he wants us to give you.
Right.
And DC, I want to just thank you because I know that talking about our failures and our challenges is difficult. But we've already heard that it's blessed others already. And this is what we want to say about failures. They have to happen in order for success to birth. You know, in order for success to be birthed, I don't think, DC, that there's anybody, any story that we've ever heard that didn't consist of some sort of failure.
Absolutely. And in going through those growing pains and making those bad decisions at an early age, it is what gives us, it is what helps us to grow. That's the growth period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you ask me, you know, hey, what are we going to do? And I say, well, I'm not going to make a decision right now. I'm going to wait, you know. And what that is that's wisdom and experience saying, because basically when I was making those decisions at an early age like that, I was making life altering decisions at the spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I would take 45 minutes to make a decision that was going to affect the rest of my life.
Wow.
And that's why when we talk to the younger people that's 21, 22 years old, as older people were telling them, you know, I wouldn't make that decision or I wouldn't do that, but still it's their decision. That's why what we try to teach dudes is how to process decision-making and not hurrying up and rushing to make decisions because you think you see the whole picture,
mm-hmm.
and you really don't.
And, you know, I really just want to share with our listeners, you know, we share our family and our life, but we're not sharing it as perfect people. We're sharing it as people that are just like everybody else in the world, that we've had our problems, we've had our challenges. And we just hope that our story will give life to your story, and that you will be blessed by it, and that you'll see, you know, I had a friend, and she's still a great friend, and we were talking about it just a few days ago, and she said, I always wanted what you and DC had because it always looked perfect. And I just want you to know that everything that looks perfect is not perfect. But today, we have the freedom to talk about the imperfection and to share that with you so that you know that nobody's perfect. No relationship is perfect. No marriage is, no child is perfect. And so we don't share that to be grandiose or to be showing off, or we just show it because it's our heart. And we believe that in truth, we make mistakes, we miss it. I'm gonna tell you, some days in here, I go through, because DC is the boss and he rides me like a horse, you know, and so nothing is perfect, but we get through it. And this is part of our dream, to do what we're doing. And so we want to inspire others. If you've forgotten about it, or if you have been broken by it, see, the devil has three purposes, and I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you what the fact is. It's to kill you, it's to steal something from you, or it's to destroy you. Those are three things. He is somebody that never takes a day off. He never calls in for his job late. He is always on his job. And so we're asking you to get through the muck and the mire of the lies and rebirth your dreams. Your dreams are not for you. Your dreams are for others. God just chose you. He put those in you. See, you didn't put those in yourself. He did. And it's so unfair when you just let them lie dormant. And then after they lie dormant, they die if they're not worked. So this morning, what we're asking you on this Friday morning is to revisit. And if there's one thing that you'll take away from this conversation, I hope it's this. When you look at 9 in 10 people, DC, that have forgotten their dreams,
right.
A lot of people don't even know that they had a dream. But 9 in 10 have forgotten. And then another 9 in 10 will never realize their dreams. And that's why we're sitting at home and we're looking at the television screen thinking that because these people are in a faraway world, it can only happen for them. And I would say that it's not true. Dreams happen every day for those who are willing. The word says that if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But you got to be willing, you got to be obedient, and you got to follow the instructions. There's somebody out there that is believing for something, but you haven't followed the instructions, i.e. you haven't been obedient. How you think it's going to happen? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I feel you out there saying, oh, oh my goodness. Yes, that word is coming through me for you. You haven't followed the instructions, so how do you expect to reap the harvest? Well, the blessing is on the other side of the obedience and the instruction. You never get there if you don't follow the instructions. You'll never get there if you don't rebirth. Start by writing the vision and making it plain. And I was saying, DC, about Robert Lewis and how he encouraged us at that moment when I was sitting in the church's sound booth. And I remembered I used to do these things. And he said, you need to write that vision down. He said, and you need to put something up where you could see it every day. He said, that's what I did for my business. And can I tell you, I thought that was so corny at that moment. I was like, It was not corny at all. It was very real. Follow the instructions. Change is good. It's Friday, y'all. It's the weekend. And you're on point.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that have been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Daryl's Auto Service, Southwest Beverage. For more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Well, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know what? We're just having a conversation that will hopefully inspire you to just think a little bit differently this morning. And the last thing that I want to say about dreams is, don't forget to encourage your kids to dream. And, you know, I was telling you guys that it seems like everything, I don't get a chance to watch a lot of TV, but I've been able to watch the Olympics sporadically and a couple of other things. And it seems like everywhere I look, God is giving me lessons within the things that he's having me put my eye gates on. And I just want to encourage every parent. You may be able to revisit your dream through your children when you begin to tell them to dream and you begin to engage them and ask them what their dreams are, what they want to be when they grow up. And then you begin to help them to craft a plan to make that happen. Gabrielle Douglas is very, very real. And her story, just like so many others, speak to possibility. And you know, people tell you 9 steps to get $1 million or 9 steps to get this and get that. I'm not going to give you any steps. Find your own steps. When you link up to that still small voice, you'll get your own steps. Just think about it. Think about rebirthing that thing in you. Have you ever thought about that dream being so big that it could change the world? What would have happened if Dr. King wouldn't have tapped into the greatness that was his life? We would not know of his work and his sacrifice. Dreams are everywhere. Dreams are for everyone. I'm telling you, that's why we wake up and we do what we do every morning. And I'm telling you, last night I could hardly sleep for the burning desire to speak to you about this incredible subject. This is going to change lives. It's going to change families, and it's going to change communities. And for some, it's going to change the world. Get to work. Write the vision. Make it plain. It's not just a scripture. You know how we have all the right catchphrases and we know all the scriptures? Oh, I'm highly blessed and favored of the Lord. What are you really doing, though? What are you really doing? You know, you got all the scripture, but what are you really doing? It's good to have scripture. But what does the scripture say? It says faith without works is what? Dead. Wake up. If you're alive, you got another chance. Y'all, it's the weekend. I don't care if it's cloudy and raining outside. It's the weekend. It's going to be an incredible weekend. You know what? And I hope this show wasn't too heavy for this morning. But you know what? This is what we got in our spirit that God wanted for each and every one of those who would receive this word to give. And that's just what we did. Y'all, we've got some incredible things coming up. We've got the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Don't forget about that. Let us know how you want to get involved. We are going to continue to educate all of those who will about breast cancer and all of those things that will change our lives by early detection. So we've got a lot on our plate, a lot of work to do. And we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, not just words, love yourself and be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday.